The ethos, say, of the school did not emphasize studying. And this is something that no matter how much money or books or equipment or anything a college might have, we're at the mercy of our students. If the students as a group decide that studying is not cool, what can we do? We can't flunk everybody, but there was tremendous social pressure, I would say, on the students not to take academics seriously, not to go to the library in the evening, not to study in the evening, go to the student center. Peer pressure, it's very difficult for kids to resist, and it gets started and you can't do anything about it. And it was really quite, really very sad, because some of the students, their parents were not affluent, and they were really making, the tuition was not high, but their parents were really making financial sacrifice to send their kids to the college, which, and we, the college, we were not doing much of a job at educating them. We weren't preparing most of them for decent jobs when they got out. It was a seriously, it was disappointing. I mean, I had this dream, you know, Bob Romer's going to go down south and solve the race problem. I mean, of course not, but it certainly reinforced my feelings about how little I could actually do in certain situations, and how little, well, it's not just, not simply my inadequacies, but how little most any one person could do. I mean, not that I went, I really didn't go down there naively thinking that, okay, I'm going to go teach physics and maybe I'll teach physics down there forever and everything is going to be lovey-dovey. But it's still, it was sort of a sobering experience, and it was scary, and sometimes it was boring.